Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go O Sammy P with you weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time, and Sunday mornings I co-host BetMGM Game Day with Jason LaCafora and Kate Constable. That is every Saturday morning 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, leading into Sammy P and Nick Costos. You better you bet countdown to kickoff, and we welcome in Jason LaCafora. Jason, I was more surprised than anybody that once we got to the Survivor portion of our show, that you ended up on Dallas, because that is a team that you despise more than any other. What? And then we were all in, I think, when we were all in for the biggest sweat of the day on the Dallas Cowboys. How'd you get through that Cowboys-Giants overtime?
Well, look, I don't hate them when I fade them every year and they come in under the win total and then you get plus money to miss the playoffs and all that stuff. Yeah, look, as I explained on the show, I do a show, WannaBet, soon to be part of the Odyssey family here, every day with my partner, Ben Hall, a younger gentleman than me, who is at times wiser than me. And I gave him the wheel in week two, and he was like, Dallas, Dallas, Dallas. And I'm like, brother, I have other ones that I've played other places, but yes, I will ride with you at Dallas. And at halftime, man, I had a text ready to light him up, and I laid off. Midway through the fourth quarter, I'm sitting there on the text, and I got the angel and the devil. And then, trust me, overtime, I'm like, I'm this close. I'm like, bro, you better be right. Hey, all's well that ends well, right? I also really like Detroit, but didn't want to use them that early, but thought that was a smash spot. I was all over San Francisco a bunch of different ways. I'm not a huge Kyle Shanahan guy, but Kyle Shanahan with a backup quarterback and a chip on his shoulder against the second worst team in the NFC, home or road, I'm going to ride that. There were a few others that I really liked. I didn't want to use Baltimore that soon. Neither did Ben. We got Arizona and Dallas out of the way. So that I'm looking at that. I'm going to call that a win.
I would love the JLC cam when Shadi calls for what felt like a 90-yard field goal to tie it.
Oh, my God.
I would love to just watch you watch that kick. Can you take me through like what you were thinking as they lined up for a 64-yarder?
Honestly, with that kicker, like, I didn't – like, I mean, I was kind of okay with it. Like, I mean, you know, it's not like I had the biggest, like, nut in the world on that game. Like, I'm in a couple different Survivor things, and this is, you know, one of them. And it's not like it's – you know, $1,000 to get in or anything like that. I think their kicker is going to make Justin Tucker look like an afterthought. Like, I think he's on a trajectory that's phenomenal, and he loves kicking in that place. And so I honestly didn't hate it. Like, it's crazy what's considered quasi-automatic now or more makeable than not. And that kicker in that scenario, like, is it ideal? No, but, like, was I absolutely stunned that he drilled it? Not at all.
You talk about the Ravens every day on your show in Baltimore, and there's a big shakeup in the AFC North. Not a big surprise, of course, what happened. Biggest favorite on the day, Baltimore ends up blowing out Cleveland. That's not the shakeup. Part of it is Pittsburgh, because, again, they give up more than 30 points. Shocking development there. You go back to the end of last year, they were doing that on a regular basis, but you were talking about top-notch offenses. Now you're doing it to Sam Darnold's offense. Yeah. And we got Burrow. He's out 3 months. So we're looking at the price this morning. Okay, it's Ravens minus 400 to win the division. Should probably be higher.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I'm sitting on tickets Ravens 1, Steelers 2, Bengals 3, Browns 4. I'm a little worried about the 3-4. Like, I still think it's still Mike Tomlin. He's never had a losing season. And, I mean, could you have 7 wins and finish with a couple tiebreakers? You know, finish second in that division? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. What I think it does more than anything else is make me feel good about some of the tickets I'm holding on AFC West teams where I thought 3 were getting in, and Denver has got their issues. And I don't know what's going on with Denver defensively right now, but that's Sean Payton. That's a quarterback who's thrown a lot of touchdowns with Sean Payton. This game tonight gets kind of interesting for me. Like, I'm not going crazy on what I like. Like, the Raiders will be a professionally run organization under Pete Carroll. Like, he's going to make them better and deeper defensively. They're going to manage game situations better than they have in a long time. And that quarterback will, you know, go off on runs and put up some yards. So, the door is definitely wide open for a third team in the AFC West. I mean, we're all sort of assuming, right, that's KC. That's the Chargers. That's Denver. But, like, this Chiefs thing, man, their schedule is a bear. And, like, the Raiders played them tough under Antonio Pierce. So what it does for me really is kind of make that division really even more intriguing. I mean, I don't know. Could they send 4? I mean, is that mathematically possible? I don't know.
One of those teams in the division you just mentioned, Denver. I was going to pose this question to you because they both have the same price to win the Super Bowl. If I were to say, okay, you have to bet either Denver or Washington stock, which team would you take of those two? They both have the same price.
Denver. Denver because of the head coach. Denver because they've got pass rush. Like, I mean, I'm looking at – if you're just making me in a vacuum handicap something and it's football related – do they have a coach? Do they have a quarterback? Do they have a pass rush? Can they mitigate the pass rush a little bit? And then 5 for me is like, okay, red zone, which really is indicative of the coach, right? Because if you've got enough scheme, you got enough brain power, you can probably make it happen in the red zone, unless you totally run out of players like the Chiefs. So I would go Denver. I didn't buy Washington's defense last year. I thought there was a smoke and mirrors element to Washington. That as great as the quarterback was, I just found myself thinking they're not really this good defensively. Like, I don't really think that much of Dan Quinn's scheme. Like, this quarterback's covering up a lot of stuff, whereas Denver was propping up that quarterback. But, I'll take Sean Payton over Cliff Kingsbury in terms of the quarterback guru thing. They're both going to play a tough schedule. No two ways about that. And I'm also holding some tickets on Denver to make the AFC Championship game. So perhaps there's a bias in me speaking as well.
With Jason LaCanfora here on BetSwats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. So the Saints last year, they start 2-0, they score 47 and 44 points, and then we know what happens. Are the Colts that, or are they, is this actually real?
They're not that. I mean, they got a better coach than Dennis Allen. They've got a better, like, I'll take Daniel Jones over the carcass of Carr and then Rattler and all that stuff they were throwing together the rest of last year. Like, the Colts defense, I know it didn't look great yesterday, but they were, like, quasi-interesting to me. I think they have some talent. They definitely upgraded at defensive coordinator. They've got a little bit of that early mojo going, which can carry teams. They remind me in a weird way a little bit of the Daniel Jones playoff team, right, that Dable took out of nowhere to Coach of the Year honors and all that. Like, is this a team I would buy over multiple seasons? No, but, like, have they caught a little lightning in the bottle? Is their division horse bleep? You know what I mean? You can start checking boxes to make a little bit of a case for them. So, no, I don't think they're the Saints. That tie, that look, that head to head against Denver, and we like, I mean, again, what the hell happened there with, you know, taking a field goal off the board and all that. It happened. They won. That could end up being a huge head to head tiebreaker for them. No, I think the Colts are like, I kind of thought coming into the year, they're a 500-ish team. And again, like, I think we're going to find the right combination of 9 wins gets you in the door.
What are people saying in your circles about the Bears? I'm curious how people assess them from the outside.
My people are never big on the Bears. I got to be honest with you. The evaluators I talk to all the time, you can read my stuff in the Washington Post. My guys don't fancy their GM. They don't fancy the hype that comes with every move they make. They think that the decision maker should have been fired, not re-empowered. They think the ownership group is out to lunch. They think everybody there is so caught up in the stadium BS that they get bamboozled by people like agents who used to play for them. And, you know, like it's not a professional. It's a Bush League operation. That's what they think of them. What are they great at? What have they been great at forever? Like they don't win at home. They don't
selling
win on the road.
You hope. They're not, they're good at,
they're
selling
not competitive
you
in the division. Like, I don't know. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I haven't been on them either game. I mean, I had 4 same game parlays I built around the Lions winning that game and Goff and Gibbs going off at least to some degree. I hit all 4. Nothing really about that game. Surprise! I thought Caleb would run a little more. I played him at 15, thought about playing him at 30. Thought about playing him more than that. This guy's going to take time to become an NFL head coach. Like, I think he's coming in a little cocky and, you know, he's going to want to weed out his guys from the other guy. Like, why set this thing up where, like, there's going to be the inevitable power play? Just explain to me why the GM is like, what make the case for why this guy's got all the money and all the power. Why is Kevin Warren?
The head coach or the GM?
The GM.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I don't.
The head coach, I'm talking about the GM.
Like, they just gave him the extension.
I thought Kevin Warren was going to come in there and have guardrails and be and like, and that things would change for the better, but he backed the wrong guy.
Yep. Yeah, and they just gave him the extension for no reason.
So I'm saying, like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I know.
So no, my people are not surprised.
No, same old story. With Jason Lockefor, this is a Bet Sweats. Check out the In the Huddle podcast, an Odyssey original. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, we've got 2 games tonight. Before you dive into the games, what do you think about the double dip? And they don't overlap them at all. It's a 10 p.m. Eastern start for the second game. And any thoughts on these 2 matchups?
I hate when they play them at the same time. I feel like that defeats the purpose. Like, you're in degree, you're into creating windows. Just give me 1 early and 1 late. Like, you know, you tend to know your consumer pretty well. Like, let's nip that in the bud. Because next week they're on concurrently, I think, right?
I have no idea.
I think they are.
Are they trying
I think
to figure that out? Yeah. Okay.
I think
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So tonight, they don't know what to do yet.
Yeah. Tonight, I like the under in the earlier game. I buy both defenses more than both offenses. Obviously, Tampa's got all kinds of issues in their offensive line. I think the Texans' offensive line moves in the offseason were highly overrated. And I don't know that they have an offensive coordinator. I mean, we know they didn't have one last year, but are we sure they have one now? We used to look a lot at Stroud home road splits. Like, we're kind of past that now. Like, he hasn't been great at home the last four times out. They put a lot on his shoulders. So I think that's a fairly ugly game. And I think Baker might have to activate his legs a little bit more. I think it's volume underneath screen, stuff like that. The late game, like, I'm inclined to buy the Chargers. I'm not going crazy betting them. I do have, you know, some money line, small leg parlays going. I'm doing things like taking it down to 39.5 and going over and have some sort of corollaries to that. This has been, and when they play in Vegas, it's tended to get bat bleep crazy. But then you've also got this conflicting thing of Harbaugh versus Carroll, right? And the two old school guys and run the ball and defense and, like, divisional game this early in the year. So that does weigh on me a little bit, which is why I'm just not playing the game straight up over. I think they really want to get their new kid running back. Well, both want to get their new kid running backs into the end zone. I kind of lean to the Giro Harbaugh side of things with the Chargers to be able to do that. Herbert, his last 14 games, it's pretty ridiculous, right? 67% completions, 8.1 per attempt. So it's not Harbaugh check down ball. 21 touchdowns, 2 picks, 105.1 rating. He's throwing the ball 32 times a game. You know, I it could get a little loose for me.
15-1 MVP, Herbert. 15-9.
I'm on Jordan Love, baby. I'm already on Jordan Love.
Okay.
Talked about him all spring and summer on WannaBet. Jordan yep. Love. Let's go, Pack, go. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah,
cheese for everybody.
So. Yeah. Top four team in the NFL, man.
Don't peek
it's easy.
Soon,
we got it all figured out now. Last 30 seconds. Will the Chiefs make the AFC Championship game this year?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Yep. Here we go.
They'll make the playoffs, but I don't know about the championship game.
Okay, good stuff. Jason Lockefora, check him out. BetMGM Game Day, Sunday mornings with myself and Kate Constable, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, Jason. Best of luck with your wagers tonight, all right?
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockefora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Yes, Sam, no doubleheader next Monday, but in week 4, it seems like they're just kind of testing this out. They are doing a doubleheader, and they're going on at the same time. There's going to be that overlap. They're going to start one game at 7:15 Eastern and then the next game at 8:15 Eastern.
Joy. Can't wait.
You hate it all, and I understand. I understand why you're there. Monday morning market moves. Let's look at next week. College football first, then the National Football League on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.